to the goddess of learning and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, translator and commentator, because if we didn't have the translation and the commentation, we wouldn't really understand very much at all. But by regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead who is praised with transcendental songs is established as irrevocable fact. You can't change it. It's there. The little bit of service that you do by hearing the class and the credit that you get, it's always going to be there. Krishna's very kind, huh? Okay, we're on 51 and 52. Sorry, I gave you the wrong thing. Okay, so 51, can we chant it together? It's a little easy and a little hard, okay? Yadrich chayo papanena suklano parjitenava dane vyapidayam brityam nyayena vaharet kratun. And I'm going to go just to the translation, right to the translation. A householder should comfortably maintain his dependence, either with money that comes of its own accord or with that gathered by honest execution of one's duties. According to one's means, one should perform sacrifices and other religious ceremonies. Got to pay attention because it's like hard to grasp all of these things. Okay? Purport. The Lord here describes the religious duties that are to be performed as far as possible, according to one's means, and when there is opportunity. So text 52, we can chant responsively. Kutumbeshu nasajeta. Kutumbeshu nasajeta. Na pramad yet kutum yapi. Na pramad yet kutum yapi. Vipaschin nashvaran pasyet. Vipaschin nashvaram pasyet. Adrishtam api dristavat. Adrishtam api dristavat. Kutumbeshu nasajeta. Na pramad yet kutum yapi. Vipaschin nashvaram pasyet. Adrishtam api dristavat. Please chant. Pasjit nashvaram pasyet. Adristam api dristavat.
Kutumbeshu nasajeta.
Kutumbeshu nasajeta.
Na
pramadyet kutumbapi.
Pasjit
nashvaram pasyet.
Adrishtam api
dristavat.
Nakumbeshu nasajeta.
Na pramadyet kutumbyapi.
Vipaschina
param pasyet.
Adrishtam api dristavat.
Kutumbeshu nasajeta.
Na pramadyet kutumbyapi.
Vipaschin nashvaram pasyet.
Api dristavat.
Kutumbeshu nasajeta.
Na pramadyet kutum yapi.
Vipaschin nashvaram paschet.
Adrishtam api
drishtavat.
Kutumbeshu nasajeta.
Na pramadyat kutumbyapi.
Vipashchin
paschet.
Adrishtam api
drishtavat.
Kutumbeshu nasajeta.
Na pramadyet kutumbyapi.
Vipashchin asvaram pasyet.
Adrishtam api
drishtavat.
Kutumbeshu.
To the family members.
Not.
Sajeta.
One should be attached.
Not.
Pramadyet.
Should become crazy.
Don't forget there's a na before that.
Not come crazy.
Okay. Kutumbi.
Having many dependent family members.
Api.
Although.
Vipaschit.
A wise person.
Nashvaram.
Temporary.
Pasyet.
Should see.
Adrishtam.
Future rewards such as a residence in heaven.
Api.
Indeed.
Drishtavat.
Just like that which is already experienced.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples.
A householder taking care of many dependent family members should not become materially attached to them, nor should he become mentally unbalanced, considering himself the Lord. An intelligent householder should see that all possible future happiness, just like that which he has already experienced, is temporary. The purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples is, a family man often acts like a lord, protecting his wife, ordering his children, maintaining his servants, grandchildren, domestic animals, and so forth. The words "not pramadyet kutumbyapi" indicate that although one acts like a little lord, surrounded by his family, servants, and friends, one should not, through false pride, become mentally unbalanced, considering oneself to be the actual lord. The word vipaschit indicates that one should remain sober and intelligent, never forgetting oneself to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. Householders in the upper, middle, and lower classes become attached to different types of sense gratification. In any economic or social class, however, one should remember that all material enjoyment, either here or in the next life, is temporary and ultimately useless. A responsible householder should guide his family members and other dependents back home, back to Godhead, for an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. One should not become a false and puffed up lord for a brief span of time, for then one will remain bound up along with his family members in the cycle of repeated birth and death. Omaginati mirandasya jinanjana salakaya chakshush umilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So, we have a very interesting topic today and the last few weeks on this Varnashram Dharma system. So, Varnashram Dharma system is a system for organizing society. And why? What's the whole point of the Varnashram system? It's to organize society in such a way that they'll remember that they're servants of God, and they'll make gradual progress up the ladder to understand that this material world isn't where it's at. So in the purport here, this one that we read just now, there was a comparison. So can you, do you remember what that comparison was? Either you get one thing or you have a choice between the other. I'm going to call on you in a minute, Garunga, but we're going to give some other people a chance to get their brains remembering what the comparison was. Was Prabhupada's disciples, they were comparing. You could do this, and if you act in this way, you'll get this result, or if you act in this way, you could get that result. Anybody remember? I know you do. Okay, Garunga, can you help us? Okay, hold on. I'm just going to repeat it into the mic so that everyone can hear and the people who aren't here can hear. So Garunga is saying that if you become puffed up and act like a lord, you become entangled in material life, and then what happens? Or what's the other thing, that the other choice we could have? And if you serve the Lord, you can go back to Godhead. So if you consider, what are those two options? Becoming entangled in material life, suffering repeated birth and death, and experiencing, what, birth, death, old age, and disease? And some happiness, right? So there's some happiness. We won't say there's no happiness. Or you compare it to eternal life of bliss and knowledge, serving Krishna in the spiritual world. It doesn't really balance out equally. They're not the same. There's way more stress in the scriptures given to remember who you are. Remember that you're a servant of the Lord and act in that way. Of course, we have to act in society and do so many things, but if you act in that way, remembering that you're a servant of the Lord, that you get a whole different result in your activities. You get enlightenment, you get opportunity to serve Krishna, you get ever-increasing happiness. So, Srila Prabhupada makes this point, if you've noticed, in the scriptures, over and over and over again. Because he wants to make sure that we really, really understand it. And we really can imbibe it and then can act on it. So there's one very interesting purport in Sri Ashupanishad, in the 12th verse of Sri Ashupanishad, where Srila Prabhupada compares the material world to a coconut. A coconut. Now, I just happen to have one here. He compares the material world to be like a coconut. Now, what are the similarities? If you look at it, a coconut, what is this? This is supposed to be green, but it's a little old, so it's brown. But so these coconuts, they have a really, really thick shell. And what's inside? There's some water inside. There's space inside. So actually, if we were to get a machete and cut this in half, we would see... the coconut. Did you know that coconuts are the biggest nuts, biggest seeds, the biggest seeds in existence, coconuts? Because if you planted this, you get a tree. It's a seed, actually. So if you, so inside this guy, there's this man, okay? Inside. But there's all this external stuffing on the outside to get to here. And then inside here, there's still water and still space. And you get this person when you open him up. See, there's still space inside. Okay? Now, back to the example from Sri Ashupanishad. Srila Prabhupada explains that this is like the material world, because the material world is covered by layers of material elements. So, don't forget, this is not the earthly planet. This is the material universe. The whole universe is like this. The whole universe is covered by the elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, and each one is thicker and thicker and thicker. And inside that, there's this coconut with the coconut water. So it's half filled with water and half air. See, he's got space for water, and then the top half, if the top half was there, there'd be space for air. So just like that, in the creation of the universe, these seed-like universes emanate from Mahavishnu. These guys, big Mahavishnu, the biggest Mahavishnu, okay? So what's a characteristic of a seed? You get a little teeny seed in your hand, you put it in the ground, and it's under the right circumstances, water and light and temperature. And that little teeny seed later can turn into a huge banyan tree or something. It grows. So these little teeny seed-like universes emanate from Mahavishnu, and then the universe and all the inhabitants grow, do their activities. And inside this shell, there's another Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshini. This is a little technical, but just get the point, okay? There's another Mahavishnu, and he lies down, and Lord Brahma comes from the sprout of his navel and sits on the lotus flower. So Lord Brahma's inside there, okay? And Lord Brahma, what's Lord Brahma doing? He's creating all the different planetary systems, the upper ones, the ones that are toward the top, the ones that are in the middle, and the ones that are toward the bottom of the shell. He's creating all of those, and the people are all, you know, acting. Okay, now here's the relation to today's verse, in case you thought I'd never get there. So Krishna, in the beginning of creation, he sets forth the living entities, and he gives the directions how to get out of the material world. He gives the directions how to get out of the material world. So he organizes this Varnashram Dharma system, which, you know, it takes a while to wrap your brain around that and find it interesting. So he organizes the system of society so that people who are going up and down in the position of the in the world, they're going to the higher planetary system to enjoy, and then when their pious activities come, they fall down to a lower planetary system and they suffer. Then they come to the middle planetary system and they try to be happy. That's where we are now, middle planetary system. We're trying to figure it out. And then we think, oh, I'd like to be a little better off. Let me do some pious things so I can go up and enjoy more. But what happens is, up and down, inside the coconut of the material world, it's not much progress. Do you get it? It's not much progress. You might be situated higher up on the top of the coconut in the heavenly planetary system, and you might have a really long life, and you might be really beautiful, etc., etc., etc. So many things. But you still haven't gotten out, because this is just one universe. There's millions of other universes, and guess what else? There's the spiritual sky beyond the realm of the material universes. There's a spiritual sky, which is a whole different atmosphere. So to make progress up and down, it's not really, it's like an exercise bike. You're pedaling and pedaling and pedaling and pedaling, and how far did you go? You didn't go anywhere. You're still in the same place because you only have one wheel and a pedal. You're not going anywhere. You might think, oh yeah, but I'm getting stronger. Okay, well, hurry bull. That's not enough. You didn't get anywhere. Or what else, what other example could it be like? It's not really progress. It's like an exercise wheel. Yeah, like the treadmill, like the gerbil or the squirrel or whomever, it goes. That's the one. Thanks, Mom. Hamster, like the hamster. He's got his little cage and he's running around, and he definitely doesn't go anywhere, right? Man, oh man, he doesn't go anywhere. So that's why scripture, that's why Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's disciples are always saying, hey, don't waste your time here. Okay, you need a family. You need a mother. You need a father. You need this. You need that. So many things. You need a job later on. Haha. That's coming down the road, but anyway. So many things you need to maintain yourself. Okay, that's true. But don't consider this to be the all in all. Because if you do, you won't make much progress. And that's Srila Prabhupada's gift. Don't you think? That we've all had this wonderful gift. We've been given this gift, whether we like it or not, or whether we appreciate it or not. We've been given this gift that at least we get to hear. There's something else besides this treadmill. There's something else besides this bicycle, this exercise bike. There's something else besides, one more time, going up and down to higher and lower positions inside the coconut of the material world. You can check it out. Shishupanishad, text number 12 in the purport. He just says this one sentence, but it's always struck me. Prabhupada says, this material world is just like a coconut. It's got all the layers on the outside of material elements, and the inside is there, but that's not progress. So, okay, back to Varnashram Dharma. So Krishna's given the system so that one can function properly, but without, the whole goal of it is, don't get distracted by just material activities. You have to do both. That's what they call being balanced. You have to do both. And put your emphasis on the right syllable. Oh, on the right syllable, right? On the right syllable. Your emphasis should be on your spiritual progress in life. And that is not difficult. Spiritual progress in life is not difficult because what are we doing right now? Some of us are hearing, that's true. Some of us are. Some of us are hearing, and just that process of hearing helps us make progress in spiritual life. So that's one thing. Chanting is another thing. Doing different services is another thing. There are many, many very easy things to do to make progress in spiritual life. So find out what they are, find out what you like to do, and do it. Do it as much as you can to make progress. So Varnashram Dharma is a system of organization, just like school. You have a system in your school, right? You have people who are certain level of education are all in one grade. The little kids are all together, the medium kids in development are together, and the older children are together. They have different levels of accomplishment. So things are organized in a certain way, and there's different rules and stuff. So we act according to the rules properly in school, and things go kind of smoothly. When you go against the rules, you can't blame the school. The fact that you got detention. It's not the school's fault that you got detention. It's how we act. So we might be situated in this material world experiencing good things or bad things, but it's not the material world that's against us. It's how we act in the material world to get the different reactions, actions and reactions. So all of that said, Lord Chaitanya, when he was talking with Ramananda Roy, so this is like fast forward now, advanced stuff, okay? When he was talking with Ramananda Roy, there was a conversation back and forth with Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy. And Ramananda Roy was explaining different things, what were the goal, Lord Chaitanya was asking what the goal of life was. And Ramananda Roy explained this and that and this and that. And Lord Chaitanya didn't accept those things. He said, they're external. He said, Ramananda Roy quoted something on Varnashram. And Lord Chaitanya said, that's good, but it's external. External. Now think of that. External means outside. So how is Varnashram outside? Varnashram's what's happening inside in the material world. But what is it external to? It's external to the spiritual world. It's outside of the material world. So Varnashram, following it perfectly, doesn't get you back to Godhead. But devotional service does, more or less. That's just a summary of that, a very brief summary of that description. But devotional service to the Lord does get one back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And guess what? It's a good place to be, back to Godhead, as compared to what you get in the material world. So now, I have a question for you. Do you have any questions or comments or realizations? And you don't have to be shy. Because if you don't start asking questions, then I'm going to ask you questions and you won't like that. So, okay, so who can summarize a couple of points from what we were just saying, besides Gauranga? I can't remember what your name is, but you can say. What's your name? No. Kumari. Yeah, thanks, Kumari. What is something that you remember from what we were just hearing?
You want to go to Vaikuntha and not That's stay good. In the material world.
Okay, yeah. Good. Thanks. Anyone else? Something else that they remember? Kalyani.
Just because you go to like the heavenly planets doesn't mean that you make any progress because you're still in this.
That's really good, but even you're speaking into the mic softly, so you can just do it a little bit louder into the mic.
Even if you go into the heavenly planets, doesn't mean you're making any progress because you're still in this material.
You're still inside the coconut. See, the coconut, I knew the coconut would be a good show and tell. Right, Kishori?
The universe is compared to a coconut.
The universe is compared to a coconut. Gopal? Can we go over here to Gopal? Hold on. Microphone.
We shouldn't waste our energy just going up and down in the coconut or the universe.
Really? So now, next time I see you, I'm going to say, are you making progress to get out of the coconut?
No.
How's life in the coconut going for you? Anyone else? Anything else? How about from this section? The more real... Oh, look at how busy they are taking notes all of a sudden. Whoa, not me. I'm not going to look up right now. Oh, man. Okay, I have to call on him? I don't know everybody's name, but I know Radhe's name, and she's going to be mad that I remembered her name. Radhe.
You said that Varanashram doesn't get you back to Godhead, but devotional service does.
Thanks. Karuna? Sorry. You just have to say something, or then it will go away. Something, even if it's been said before.
If you're like puffed up and think you're like the Lord, then you'll get like caught up in material entanglement.
That's very good. Do you remember where that came in the class? If you get puffed up and think it your Lord, remember where that came in? The very, very beginning. That was in the purport. Thanks. If you get puffed up and think you're the little Lord. Where's Radesh here? Oh, there he is! Ah! Radesh? See, just a few names come to mind every now and then.
Let's see. Everything in this world is temporary and useless.
True. That's a heavy statement. Those are statements... Okay, those are statements that are very easy to say, aren't they? Everything in this material world is temporary and useless. But if you think of, but we have to actually really be thoughtful about these things. We have to see, where are we at? Do we think everything is useless? Not exactly. But Krishna, or Lord Chaitanya, he gave us a good formula. He said everything is useless unless what? You use it in Krishna's service. So if you use it in Krishna's service, then it's not useless. Gauranga, thanks. I forgot to call on you. Sorry. Thanks for your patience with me.
The reason for Varnashram Dharma is so that everyone will remember that they're servants of Krishna and they will eventually go back to him.
Perfect. Thank you very kindly. Okay, so that's all I have to say for today. So,
what about
the eyes of the coconut?
The coconut has eyes. Can you explain that?
The coconut has eyes. Yeah, the eyes of the coconut are on the bottom. See those two little indents? So one time, there was a coconut tree, and the devotees were walking under the coconut tree, and Prabhupada said, "Don't worry, the coconut won't fall on your head because he has eyes. And he won't fall on your head." Interesting. And I was actually just reading last night in a conversation, a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada, and he was talking with Srupa Damodar Maharaj and devotees, life comes from life type of conversations. And he was talking about trees. He said, everything in the material world has mind, intelligence, and false ego. Everything, every living entity in the material world has mind, intelligence, and false ego. They just have it in different degrees. So he was talking about a tree. So a tree will grow, just like you can maybe see close to the veranda, the overhang, there are some trees nearby. And they don't grow, they start to grow up and they come to the top of the veranda and they kind of bend out. Some of them do. So Prabhupada says they can see and they're conscious, so they know to move in a different direction. So they have intelligence, but they have less. They might have less intelligence than we do, but they have. Krishna gives them intelligence. Actually, Srila Prabhupada in that walk, Srila Prabhupada was talking. The devotees were saying, "Well, Prabhupada, they went to the moon. The scientists went to the moon and they saw that there was no life there." And they said it was just dry and dusty. And Prabhupada said, how can they have gone to... He said, if you drop down, if you're flying in the air over the earth, and you drop down into the Arabian desert, what are you going to see? Sand, right? So if you drop down into the Arabian desert, are you going to say, you could say, the earth is all sand. But is that a very intelligent conclusion? No, because you didn't experience all of that. Even we haven't experienced all the different atmospheres that there are on the earth. But somebody's heard of something and read something in their experiment. But see, just to base it on your own sense perception, that's not very intelligent. Rather, you see how are devotees trained to see then? Through the eyes of the coconut? No. You see through the eyes of Shastra, scripture, Shastra Chakshus. You see through the eyes. In other words, you see not with your eyes. You see with your ears. Yep, you do. You see with your ears because you hear. And then you can see properly. Then you can understand properly. Seeing with the eyes is a little bit limited. If we shut off the lights, then you can see less. It's not that you can still see something because the sun's out. But if the room went totally dark, sometimes at night when the lights go out and the one second the lights are on and one second the lights are off and it's totally dark, you can't see anything. So your eyes are limited. They can only see so far. Some people can't see without another set of glasses in front of their face. Whatever. The eyes are limited. The ears are limited. But if you hear through the eyes of the scriptures, because the scriptures are recorded by people who don't have those material defects. What are the four defects of the living entity? Thanks, Jitari Prabhu. Imperfect senses. Another defect, Gauranga?
Disease.
That's it. But that's not one of our defects right here. Guru Prasad?
Tendency to make mistakes.
Yes. Rasa chitta, cheating propensity. That's three of them. We've got one more. Illusion. That's me. Illusion. So even you have the facts in front of you, sometimes you're illusioned and you choose the wrong thing. But the scriptures aren't based on by people who have those defects. They're asamurva. They're beyond the material world. Whatever. They come from beyond the material. Beyond the coconut. Yeah, they come from the spiritual world. So, any other comments or questions? Okay. You're released. Thank you very kindly. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Going beyond the limits of a coconut ki jai. Hare Krishna.